Welcome back to Pop Topic. We're here to discuss the latest news in pop culture for this week. I'm your host, Quentin Phillipson, and with me is my co-host, who is the queen of our ant colony, Alexander Welling. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing okay. I had to do something pretty tough today. I had to execute a couple ants because they broke some ant rules, and you know, in Ant Colony Kingdom, it's punishable by death. So, it's been a pretty rough day, say the least.
Which rule did they break?
They broke the rule of no smoking in the anthill.
Ah, that's a shame.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but there's rules for a reason.
I didn't know ants could smoke. I'm one of the non-smoker ants, so I was unaware.
Unfortunately, they met a quick demise, but you know, they had about 500 children each, so it's not like the colony's losing much.
Yeah, whatever. 500. No.
Yeah.
No biggie. All right. Well, despite murdering a few of our folks, what else is going on with your life, Alex?
Nothing too much, just relaxing during this time of COVID, working when I need to work, and then just being lazy when I get to be lazy. You know how it is.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a good way to live the life here. Have you seen any movies lately?
Kinda, sorta.
Nice.
I've seen lots of TV, actually. Haven't slipped in some movies of late, but I've been meaning to. Yeah, I actually have been trying that Quibi of late, and it's entertaining.
I've been watching Quibi. Nice. Yeah. Have there been is there a 10-minute episode that you would highly recommend?
Highly recommend. I've only seen one show right now, so I'm gonna need a little bit more time on that.
Okay, got you. Yeah, I'm kind of on the same boat with you. I've just been watching TV since Crave has a 1 month free subscription. I have made it my duty to watch all of Curb Your Enthusiasm, all of The Sopranos, and all of Westworld since I've never seen them.
Oh, geez, you got a big plate on your table right there.
Yeah, it's only been a week and I've already accepted that it's not gonna happen.
Yeah, because what, there's like 8 seasons of The Sopranos, and then who knows how many seasons of the other two shows. I think Westworld's on season 3.
Yeah, 3 of Westworld and 10 of Curb.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Shouldn't take too long.
Exactly. It's no biggie. I still got another 3 weeks to finish it off, so
and
it's possible.
How much of a dent have you put into it?
I'm already on season 3 of Curb and 5 episodes in of The Sopranos.
Nice. So you're getting there, kind of, sort of.
Yeah, I'm getting there. The ball's rolling. So, you know, it's there. But yeah, that's pretty much it on my end at the moment. I watched Dirty Dancing for the first time yesterday.
I did see that. Yes, how was the dancing of the dirty?
It was a movie. Yeah, for those of you that aren't aware, Lionsgate has a little thing they do due to COVID where on YouTube at 7 p.m our time, at least mountain time, they release a movie that they own for free on YouTube and you can just watch it. It's like a theatrical event in your house, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So Dirty Dancing was this week. By the time this podcast is out, you still have 4 days to prepare for this upcoming week's La La Land this Friday, so that's gonna be pretty exciting. I'm definitely gonna watch that.
Okay.
Yeah,
I never thought I'd want to watch La La Land, and then it accidentally won an Oscar and then didn't win an Oscar.
Yeah, exactly. Well it still won Oscars, it just didn't win Best Picture. It won a lot. It just didn't win the big one.
Even though we all thought it did.
Exactly. What they do is they have like a bunch of little promotional material before the movie, and they had like the lead of Dirty Dancing, come on a Skype call and talk about her experience with the movie before we watched it, which was pretty cool. I'm excited to watch Ryan Gosling in the La La Land promo. Can't wait for that to happen. But
oh yeah, I forgot. Why Ryan Gosling? You gotta get ready for that.
So the lead for Dirty Dancing, I don't remember her name, my apologies, but she comes on the Skype call and she's telling us, for those of you that haven't seen this movie yet and are about to watch it for the first time, so I put my phone down, I was like, okay, she's talking to me, got it. And she goes, if you're wondering why Dirty Dancing is just such a well-known film and everyone loves it, it's just the perfect movie that afterwards just makes you want to dance. And I looked at Andrea and I was like, oh, she knows me so well, Andrea. Like, oh, she is. As soon as I heard that, I was like, oh, I feel like I'm not going to like this movie. If this is what people like about it, it just makes you want to dance after. Because I famously don't like music or dancing. So I knew I was in trouble as soon as that was their promotion for the film. Yeah, and then after the movie, Angie was like, so do you like the movie? I just looked right at her, and I just said, do you want to dance?
Yeah, well, I mean, you gave it a 3 out of 5 stars, so, I mean, can't be too bad.
Yeah, it's fine. It's not horrendous. There's nothing wrong about the film.
Now, do you think this was revenge for Andrea giving Raiders only a 3.5-star rating?
Yeah, so we watched Raiders in the morning. So we have a thing where I pick a movie, then she picks a movie, and we take turns. That's a healthy relationship. So obviously I picked Raiders of the Lost Ark because she's never seen it, and that movie's amazing. And she gave it a 3.5-star. And then she picked Dirty Dancing, and I gave it a 3-star. I wasn't even thinking about it. But Andrew looks at me and goes, did you do that because I gave Raiders 3.5? And I was like, no, I just thought it was a 3-star film. And she goes, well, I'm going to make Raiders a 3-star then, so we're even. And I was like, what? Okay, go right ahead. I'm not trying to start a fight here. You can make it make Raiders a 3. I'm not going to change my score. And she thought this was like a competition for stars.
Well, I mean, if it was a competition between getting likes for reviews, both you guys are beating me handily.
All right, so anyways, that is my review of Dirty Dancing. Wait till next week and you'll listen to my review on La La Land, a film I'm much more excited about. But Alex, we may be excited about Dirty Dancing or La La Land, but are you excited for the announcement for the Parks and Rec bonus episode that's coming out in 5 days? As of now, by the time this podcast is released, 3 days.
I don't know. I mean, I've never really paid too much attention to Parks and Recs.
So you've never seen Parks and Rec, which is fine. Have you seen The Office, though? Like, they're very similar shows.
Yeah, I've seen The Office.
Yeah, no, they're both very similar shows. I prefer The Office a bit more.
Oh, I know you do.
Obviously, it's my favorite sitcom ever. But Parks and Rec is easily a top 5 sitcom. It's a really good show. And I think a bonus episode for COVID is perfect. It's a 30-minute reunion episode of the show, and it's like a social distancing episode. The episode is going to take place on a Skype call, I believe, or some kind of online call. And it's just all the characters, each in a different camera frame, kind of like, what was it, the movie Searching or Unfriended. It's like a episode just taking place on a computer screen.
Okay.
And no, I think this is great. I think a lot of shows should be doing this, because I don't think it's gonna be that hard for the actors, because they just record on their own computer screen, just pretend to be a character for 20 minutes. I think it's easy for them. I think everyone right now is just clamoring for any content, because obviously there's no movies really coming out right now.
Right.
I guess there's TV shows if you watch Survivor or something, but there's really not much content. So I think this is just the perfect kind of recipe to kind of get people excited. Like, this is the top story of the week, because everyone I'm friends with on Facebook was posting this link over and over again. Did you have that same reaction?
No, I did not.
Oh, you didn't even know about this?
No, I didn't even know about this. I am a clueless person, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, no, a lot of people were sharing this on my end. Maybe I'm just friends with more people that like Parks and Rec. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you're just friends with cooler people.
Oh, yeah. I'm friends with the coolest of people. But yeah, it's just bonus episodes coming out, and they announced it a few days ago. I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago. And they said the episode is coming out on the 30th. So I don't know if they planned this a few weeks ago and they just didn't tell anyone, or if they literally planned this 2 days ago, recorded it yesterday, and they're releasing it the 30th. That's what it feels like. It feels like they thought of it, they told us, they recorded it. It's out in 5 days. If it's that easy to make episodes of a show, why are we getting like the Friends cast or the Seinfeld cast and just making a 20-minute episode? It seems pretty easy.
That is a great question.
Actually, that is a good question. What would be the perfect show that you would like to see a COVID-19 social distancing bonus episode on? Would it be Brooklyn Nine-Nine for you?
Oh, absolutely. Brooklyn Nine-Nine just finished up their 7th season the other night, and I need more of it already.
I think if I was to pick one, I'd probably do The Office, just because it's in an office. It's so perfect. They already all have computer monitors.
Yeah,
I
get it.
I feel like that would be pretty perfect. I agree. Well, actually, The Office would be perfect because they would be experiencing COVID-19 as well, and it could just be an office meeting call. Michael Scott hosting a meeting in a Zoom chat, and some of the characters like Dwight or Pam just popping in the call for the meeting, all this chaos ensuing. Wow, that writes itself. But no, Brooklyn Nine-Nine would be another similar one where it would be the staff of the police force just going on a call. So yeah, I think any show about an office space or work, that could work. I feel like a Friends episode wouldn't really work because they're not like employees.
Right.
Honestly, Brooklyn Nine-Nine would be great because then the episode could just be called Brooklyn 19.
Aha! I see what you did there.
That'd be a perfect episode title.
You're something.
It just writes itself that that's the perfect name for it. What would be the perfect episode title for Parks and Rec?
Home and Office.
Oh, nice. I was thinking Do Not Attend Parks and Rec.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. It's just to remind people, don't go outside.
Yeah, exactly. Guys, stay inside unless you're essential.
Exactly. Speaking of which, my girlfriend 2 days ago went for a jog just because our gym's closed. So she went for a jog and she jogged by the park and there are people at the park. Like, I've never seen people at this park in my life. I've been there. I've seen that park hundreds of times. And the park beside me, no one goes to it. It sucks. Everyone's lazy. They stay at home and watch TV. But now that there's a lockdown, people are like, I want to go to the park. Speaking of jogging down streets and parks per se, we have the iconic show Sesame Street.
Aha, one of two stories.
Yeah, so we got Sesame Street here, who's going to explain what COVID-19 is to children in one of their upcoming episodes.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, you know, kids are probably like, why is my mom and dad still in my house? I want to be alone. Well, Elmo's here to make sure you're aware, children. It's all good.
Yeah, Elmo, Big Bird, the whole gang.
Yeah, so like, paint me a picture, Alex. Give me like an example of what they would do to explain COVID to us. Imagine I am a 7-year-old child. Do 7-year-olds watch Sesame Street? Fuck it. I'm a 3-year-old child.
Yes.
In home, watching my TV screen. Alex, you are a character from Sesame Street.
Yes.
Help me paint this picture.
All right. So, just imagine. The two gay guys are out for a walk on Sesame Street. I forget their name. Bert and Ernie, I think.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Elmo and Big Bird.
No, Bert and Ernie. Anyways, Bert and Ernie, they go out for a walk, and they come across Cookie Monster. And Cookie Monster is just coughing everywhere, just hacking up
cookie crumbs
everywhere. And he accidentally coughs on Bert and Ernie. So then we fast forward a couple days. Bert and Ernie are now sick with like the thermometers in their bed, and they're the ones that explain what COVID-19 is and how they needed to stay indoors, and they didn't listen.
Yikes. I like it. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was also I kind of have the same picture in mind, and that is Bert and Ernie have to be like the face of this, right? Like they're like the two people that children look at as the parents,
right?
Whether or not they're gay, they're definitely at least parental figures for the other characters, maybe because they're wearing clothes and they're not furry weirdos. But Bert and Ernie, I see them as the parents of this little example for the children. And Elmo's stuck at home, and he's like, Bert and Ernie, why are you still at home? Well, I can't go to the office. I'm stuck with Bert tonight because of COVID-19. Mm-hmm. What's COVID? Well, do you want to go to the park, Elmo? Yeah! You can't! Aww. I think they've really got to paint the picture. You can't freaking leave children. Stay at home. Watch our show.
Yeah, I mean, I'd watch that. That sounds entertaining as shit.
You'll watch that? Yeah, I'll be like all the 3-year-olds in Welling watching this episode. Perfect. I'll watch the Parks and Rec bonus episode this week, and you can watch the Sesame Street one, and we'll reconnect next week.
Deal.
Yeah. So, honestly, the Sesame Street one might be better. That one might be pretty lit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so moving on from Muppets, or puppets, or whatever they are, we have the group chat on Facebook, where everyone pretends they are ants in an ant colony.
Oh, I have heard about this one.
Yes, this one, ironically enough, this chat was made a year ago. This is an old group where people just pretended to be ants, and due to COVID-19 and people being stuck indoors, I think people just got bored and went on Facebook and was just looking up different stuff, and people just started coming across this ant group chat. Or it's not a group chat, it's a group page, and it just hit the social media trend by storm. It went from like just a couple hundred people jokingly pretending to be ants for a year. I want to interview one of those people that have been doing this for a year, but just a couple hundred to now a million or close to people pretending to be ants in a group page. So this definitely went from just a little cult following to a spread appeal for everyone just pretending to be an ant.
Mm-hmm. This is incredible.
So yes, definitely one of the bigger trends this week. This is something that I've been seeing quite a bit. I've been seeing it for quite a few weeks now, but this week I've just been seeing it more and more. It seems like the ant colony is only growing at this point.
I kind of want to join this ant group. I don't know about you. Let's join the ant group and become exterminators.
I'm good. What are you going to do? Just go in the group and just start kicking people?
Exactly. I'm going to go after the queen first, obviously.
Yeah, you can boot like a couple hundred, and then I'll be the ant that's like, guys, there's an exterminator in the group. No. Get like a little bit of a panic going in the group.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you'd have to be an admin to kick people out of the group. So maybe, Alex, what we need to do is have the two of us just go in there and be the best ants possible. We'll be kissing the ant queen's butt. We'll be bringing her the most delicious banana peels there are out there at the moment. Really just get her to trust us wholeheartedly. I know the ant queen sleeps with like 20 ants a day, but we got to be her number one and two fuckboys of the ant colony. And if she trusts us enough, she might give us the admin status. And the second we get the admin status, we kill the ant queen and we just start exterminating all these ants.
I mean, I'm down for it.
We'll, like, unzip our ant outfit, and then we'll come and we'll just, like, crawl out of the ant outfit in a extermination outfit, and all the other ants will be like, oh, we were had. I think we got a system down pat here.
Yeah, this is good. I like it. I like it. It's a game on.
All right, well, I need like an ant fuckboy name. So in the group chat, I'll be called Chad.
You'll be called Chad.
Yeah, I'll be the best ant fuckboy for the queen.
Well, I mean, Chad is definitely a good option, but I feel like you're missing out on a key opportunity here to really go after the meme.
Why? Well, what name are you thinking?
I'm thinking of Anthony.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Andrew.
Andrew?
Yeah, instead of Andrew.
No. Anthony.
Anthony?
Anthony, exactly.
Yeah, but that's not a fuckboy name, eh? Andrew and Chad, they're more fuckboys. Anthony is like the little nerd that the fuckboys pick on in the library.
Okay.
What's up, Anthony? You just gonna read that book to the queen? She needs her fucking mango peels, bro.
Alright, I can imagine this.
Yeah. I'll stick with Chad. I think the ant queen will like Chad. I really do like to imagine if we join that page, there's one admin and it's this random female who's the queen.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the ants taking over essentially the world at this point, you thought COVID-19 was bad. No. Ants. Everyone is now an ant. But even though the ant page is strong right now, they're not Boston strong. Unlike this nurse who decided to run a marathon as she spelled out the phrase Boston Strong. So through her app, when she was running around, it tracks where she runs. And so she spelled Boston Strong with her running pattern, you know, to really send a positive message during her run. Unfortunately, she couldn't spell. So she spelled Boston Stroke. So she just spent hours running this marathon in between shifts as a nurse. And we have this trending story. This is one that I saw quite a bit as well. This one, the ant chat and the Parks and Rec, were the three big stories of the week. And this was her spelling Boston Stroke.
Wow. Okay.
And I like to think when my girlfriend runs around that park and sees everyone touching each other, non-sexually, but still non-safely as well.
Yeah.
I like to think she spells Edmonton Stroke.
Edmonton Stroke.
Yeah, that's what I like to think she does.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Yeah, she's out for a run right now, and she's probably on the letter S. But yeah, have you seen this story as well, Alex?
No, I have not seen this story.
Okay, but yes, just, you know, common misspelling. Just forgot the N. Nothing too bad here. It could have definitely been worse, though. If she forgot the other N and she spelled Bosto Strong. That might have actually been better. I like that.
Yeah, that would have been way better.
I would have just assumed she had a son named Bosto.
Yeah, that'd be a good assumption.
Yeah. But good for this nurse. I don't know how she has time to do this. I barely have time to take my third nap of the day, and she's out there working a 12-hour shift as a nurse and still has time to run a marathon and spell Boston Stroke on her phone.
Well, I mean, good on her for finding the time to do that.
Yeah, no, it just makes me feel like more of a pathetic loser, but definitely good on her. She's killing it out there.
You'll never be a pathetic loser in my eyes.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome, man. I got you.
Edmonton Stroke. You know what I'm saying?
Edmonton Stroke. COVID Stroke.
Well, what? No. Not COVID Strong. We're COVID Week.
Sorry, yes. COVID Week.
Oh, we almost got canceled there for a second.
Yes, everybody go outdoors right now.
Yeah, everyone go to that park that my girlfriend just ran by. I want everyone there. Yeah, now the question is, this was a beautiful message that she was wanting to send everyone as a nurse. Boston strong. Let's stay strong during these tough times. Do you think the message still comes across when it's spelled stroke? Like, do you think she still got her point across, or does she need to run another marathon and redo it?
As much as I like the idea of her running another marathon to redo it, I think people got the point across.
Exactly. And you know how there's news articles and stuff that purposely spell a word wrong or say something wrong so people comment, oh, this is wrong, how you guys are so stupid, just to actually get the article trending because it's getting lots of comments. They purposely try and make people talk about it. Do you think that's what she did? She's a nurse. She should know how to spell strong. It's not even like she's quickly typing it out. She's running it. It's not like you could literally run and forget to run the letter N. If you're running a marathon, you should be aware of how each letter is spelt.
Yeah. Do you think she'd have to realize at some point that it's spelt wrong?
Yeah. And also she has to map out how to spell the words, right? Like, she had to map out the map, go, okay, this area, I can make a B out of that for my running routine. She had to intentionally miss the N, or she genuinely wouldn't know how to spell strong. It's either or. It's not like she just, whoopsie, I forgot it this time. So I'm thinking, tinfoil hat is half on. I'm not going to fully commit to it. It's just an idea. Did she intentionally forget the end to make this story trend more, to make her marathon more popular so people can talk about it?
I mean, that is definitely stretching the realm of possibility, but I think it is a possibility.
Exactly. And it's not even a big deal because I think it's hilarious that she missed the end. And I don't even think it's that big of a deal. I still think the message came across. It was still an awesome story that a nurse was able to do this. So even if she did it intentionally, no harm, no foul. It got the story trending more. We're talking about it. To be honest, Alex, I don't know if we'd be discussing this if it was just a nurse running Boston Strong.
Hmm.
So if this was intentional, good on you. I don't even remember your name, but that was awesome. Anyways, let's move on to the last story, on my part at least, and that is the Baskin-Robbins ad.
Now, I think I know which one this is. Does it have to do with our dear friend and savior, Carol Baskins?
You know it, and that's why I had to save it last, because it's a good friend of ours, Carol Baskins. And by good friend, I mean Welling's arch nemesis.
Fuck Carol Baskins.
And I also think, you know me, I love marketing. I love kind of taking a step back and looking at how a company is able to be trending. And I thought this was a brilliant part on Baskin-Robbins' part, where they just sent out a sign that said, Baskin-Robbins, no relation to Carol Baskin.
Okay.
And I just thought that was brilliant. Nothing else is really said, nothing. They're making no accusations about what Carol may or may not have done. They're not really picking a side. They're just stating the obvious. We are not related to Carol Baskin. And I think that's hilarious.
Yeah, that is absolutely hilarious. You know a fast food chain has really caught on when it's doing stuff like this.
Exactly. Yeah, you know it's at its peak. And so the owner of the ice cream shop in the city, the owner of this sign, her name is Peggy. She never saw the show. She doesn't know what Tiger King is. She never watched the documentary. She must be too busy working at Baskin-Robbins to know what's up, because she wasn't aware of this joke. It was her son, apparently, that came up to her and said, hey, you need to put this on your sign because that would get your store trending. That would be hilarious. And she just did it. Like, my mom would never have that much faith in me. She would not just do whatever I said willy-nilly.
I mean, he's right. It's trending now.
Oh yeah, no, he killed it. Her son should be in marketing. That guy killed it. I don't know how old he is. I like to picture it's like a 5-year-old that's like, why don't you put this on the sign? But either way, brilliant.
Yeah, I love the idea.
I'm just jealous that there's a mother out there that trusts their child that much. Nope, she took her son's word for it, and it absolutely worked. It got viral. Apparently, according to the top of this article here, it doubled their scoops, per se, where they just got more business from this. So the COVID-19, every company out there is dying, except for Baskin Robbins. They're thriving off of, not COVID, but the Tiger King documentary on Netflix.
Yeah, this makes me want to go to a Baskin Robbins, and we don't even have it in Canada.
Yeah, honestly, if we had a Baskin Robbins as well, I might have stopped by. I was kind of like, man, I would like to just get a Baskin Robbins and make a Carol Baskin joke. Like, everyone out there is taking photos with the Corona bottles and being like, oh, guess I got a case of the Corona. But meanwhile, they should be like taking photos of them with a Baskin Robbins and being like, fuck that bitch, Carol Baskins. Baskin Robbins, I think this is exactly what they need.
Yeah, I mean, this just screams high-level marketing, and I love it. If you go to business school, you understand what high-level marketing is. This is high-level marketing at its finest.
Now, this leads to the next thing. I think Baskin Robbins could have pushed this a lot further. They just made one sign, and that was it. They could have really went full throttle with this and try to get Baskin Robbins challenge, where you take a photo of you with an ice cream and be like, I'm not related to that bitch, Carol Baskin. Like, they could have really went full throttle with this. So is there a next step? Could there be a story out there of a murderer named Gavin McDonald who possibly murdered three people, and it's like this big thing, and everyone hates this guy named Trevor? And could McDonald's give $1 million to Netflix and say, can you make a documentary on this, and then make that a trend for their company because his last name is McDonald? Like, is there a next step to this?
I thought you were about to ask, could McDonald have a farm?
Well, I'm sure, it's McDonald's. I'm sure they have like a million farms to get their fresh meat. But is there a step for a company to look at like an insane story that hasn't been told yet?
I don't know. I think the world is out of insane stories.
Alex, I think you are underestimating society. There are some crazy freaking people out there. I don't think if we were able to find the Tiger King in 2020, we could find plenty of things in the next few years.
Okay, you know what? Prove me wrong.
Yeah, I'll go out there and I'll find a story.
Find the story.
All right. Do it. Well, we got the Carol Baskin sign for Baskin Robbins. I think that's brilliant marketing. All right, Alex, what do we got here with sports?
All right, so we actually have a story in sports to cover, believe it or not. Oh, shocking news. Anyways, this past 3 days has been the NFL draft. So something in sports has actually happened. You know, young college players get drafted to their future NFL teams. Anyways, a wide receiver by the name of Jerry Jeudy was drafted in the first round on Thursday, and he fell curse to the good old classic, do something successful, then have your old Twitter page brought up for the world to see. So basically how this trend works is some online douchebag will wait until some young kid has made this big impact in the sports world, whether it's someone's thrown a perfect game or someone scored a hat trick or something like that. They'll wait for a big monumental thing to happen, and then as soon as that happens, they'll post a bunch of old tweets from when they were like 13 and 14 and how they were like either super edgy or super racist or something like that, something along those lines. So that is this trend that has happened every now and then.
Okay.
So basically, Mr. Jerry Jeudy here is the next victim.
Jerry Jeudy?
Jerry Jeudy.
Oof.
However, I think you're going to like these ones. You remember how I said earlier that the Sesame Street story was one of two we had?
Why? Is this another Sesame Street story?
This string of tweets are about Big Bird, the character from Sesame Street.
Okay.
So this is back in August of 2013. Jerry Judy was 14 years old at the time.
He watched Sesame Street when he was 14?
I don't know if he was watching it, but...
That's the biggest story of the week, if that's the case. A 14-year-old watched Sesame Street.
So anyways, get ready to hear these tweets, because they are quite weird. So, first tweet is just as simple as saying Big Bird. That's the first tweet.
Okay.
So then the next tweet is, what if you see Big Bird walk up to you and ask where Sesame Street at?
Okay.
So what would you do?
What would I do?
Yeah.
I would say just type it in on Google Maps. I don't know.
Okay. So then the next tweet is, what if you see Big Bird juking in the club to Heartbroken?
Well, so I thought he was going to say like some racy stuff with these tweets, like, yo, Big Bird is fatter than Trump's mom or something.
Oh, it's about to get, it's about
Oh, it's going to get, okay, it's going to get real weird. Okay, all gotcha.
Right. So this is the first one where you go, eh.
Okay.
Okay. So the next one is, what if you see Big Bird walk up to you and ask for $5 so he could buy a bag?
Okay. $5 foot long, I like it.
All right. So the next one is, what if you see Big Bird robbing an old lady?
Okay.
Right.
I like how it's always Big Bird. He doesn't. He likes the rest of the Sesame Street characters, only the bird.
Yeah. Now he's going to start getting a little not safe for work here. So now, what if you see Big Bird fucking Elmo?
Whoa, this is a family podcast. We don't swear.
Oh, sorry. What if you see Big Bird fudging Elmo?
I think Elmo would get racked.
All right, so the next one is, what if you see Big Bird getting beat up by Cookie Monster for smashing Elmo?
Whoa, wait, hold on. Does this guy believe Cookie Monster and Elmo have, like, a secret romance?
I guess so.
Interesting. I want to watch the episode this guy watched.
All right, so the next one is, what if you see Big Bird and Barney slap boxing?
Okay.
And finally, the last tweet, what if Big Bird did a drive-by?
All right, so people just went through this guy's old tweets. Man, mm-hmm. they must have spent a long time going all the way back there.
Yeah, and they found some very interesting things.
For sure.
That is quite a story about Big Bird.
Yeah. Did people really get upset about this, or were people just like, ah, this is kind of funny?
Well, this hasn't caused too much of an uproar.
Okay, good.
I find it fucking hilarious.
Yeah, but like, it's a 14-year-old just being like, what if Big Bird did this? Like, if anybody actually thought this was, like, horrible, then okay. But no, yeah, this isn't bad at all. I don't know. I'm sure I did stuff like this when I was 14. Maybe not with Big Bird, because I think, you know, I was older than six.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, everyone does crap like this with whatever TV show. Right. I like it, you know. I bet you he regrets not deleting those tweets now. It's kind of like the Facebook on this day posts that you saw 8 years ago. It'll be like, oh, I remember when you said this 8 years ago, and you have like your head in your hands, like, oh my god, I was so fucking cringy. Why did I have friends back then? I'm sure that's what this guy Jerry is thinking right now when he looks at these tweets. He's like, man, what was I thinking when I was 14? I was cringy as hell. So, you know, it's just, it's like Facebook looking back on today page. I'm with you, Jerry. All right, let's move past these tweets.
You're ready to move past these tweets?
Yeah, I think so. You do that too, right? With the Facebook where you look at your old posts and you just go, wow, well, what a man I was.
All the time, dude.
I get this reminder, I believe it's September of every year, of when I dated this girl in 2011, and I have these cringy, cringy posts of me like reading her a rhyming poem on a Facebook post.
Right.
And I would read that and be like, Holy crap. I had a girlfriend back then. She read that and didn't kill herself. Like, I almost want to kill myself reading that crap. But, you know, people back then in 2011, or this guy in 2013, we've definitely come a long way.
You know what? That's fair. That is a good way to look at the situation.
Yeah, so he said some weird-ass things about Big Bird, but you know what? He gets the cringy 14-year-old pass. I'll give him that pass.
14-year-old pass.
We all have done some horrible things. Well, not Carol Baskin's horrible, but, you know, cringy, I mean, horrible.
Yeah, that's pretty horrible.
Honestly, this guy's Big Bird tweets, they don't even hold a candle to the cringy poems I sent in 2011. So good on you, Jerry. You're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
This job is the worst people could find on a social media. I'd say he did a good job. He should be a hero to everyone. If that's the worst we could find on this guy, he should be the next president of the United States.
So you think Jerry Judy for president of the United States?
Let's go. Jerry Judy. I think you should change his name a little bit, because that's a pretty cringy name. Honestly, his name is worse than his tweets. The Big Bird tweets, that's five. That's the worst we can find on this guy. We searched, 10 years worth of tweets from him, and that's the worst we can get? Hey, Jerry's fine in my books. Yeah, Jerry for prez.
So, has Jerry Judy officially joined your Sports Hall of Fame?
He has joined my Presidential Hall of Fame. From here on out, on this podcast, we have one true president, and that is Jerry Judy.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah, so when we talk about stories about whoever people think is the president, we don't even address them as the president anymore. Only Jerry Judy.
Yes.
He's in the Pop Topic White House. That's what he is.
Gotcha.
But yeah, that is it for this week. If you want, you can follow us on poptopic_pod for all of the latest posts that I never make. And until next week, I will be with Jerry in the Pop Topic White House. I'm Quentin.
I'm Alex, and you can catch me watching the lost episode of Sesame Street where Big Bird is fucking Elmo.
Of course you would watch that, Alex.
What? Child pornography. Oh my god.
Alex is like, and you can watch me seeing Elmo get fucked.
Got that part, Alex.
And, yes, until next week, if we don't get canceled. See you later, guys.
Bye.